Welcome to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy, Ceddie J. I mean, if y'all read the description right, it don't say Life at Dusk Live today. Kind of got a takeover going on. It's the Red Shades After Hour Texas Edition. And that's because my girl Red Shades is here in Texas. Like, let me say that again, because it's like, I was sure trying to let that marinate, and like, it's crazy. My girl Red Shades is in Texas. And she's about to take over the show with me. Like, it's about to be crazy. I don't know if y'all realize what's getting ready to happen. But, you know, she's crazy. She's a Patriots fan. All kind of whack behind stuff. But, heck, I'm going to let her speak a little bit just let y'all know. Y'all ain't heard her voice on the air in a while, bro.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Red Shades, representing Boston, Mass. As always, Patriots all day, Red Sox all day, Boston Bruins all day,
why?
And Celtics all day.
Why? And why? Y'all, like, me and Red is one of those people that I'd have known, man, since almost the beginning of this show ever started. Like, she was like one of those people that came a few episodes after the show started, and so pretty much to me, that's the beginning, because she's been here for a long time and been behind a lot of the movements I've done, supporting it, and using her craft to support it as well, and likewise been supporting her. So it's a good look to definitely have her in. Although, you know, she said all that crap about being a Bruins fan and fucking Patriots fan. I don't know what the hell she was thinking. And so, yeah, I guess today is some kind of high after dust Monday, because just being a Patriots fan itself is hot mess. So, yeah. Y'all know exactly what's getting ready to happen with that totally biased sports moment I have now. It's definitely going to go in about her team. So, definitely that. So, Red, man, kind of catch us up on what's been going on with you.
Well, I recently graduated, and then, you know, after graduation, you have to look for a job, and I found a job, everybody, which allowed me to see Ceddie J right here in Dallas, Texas. For those who don't know, I'm a flight attendant now. Can't disclose who I fly for all over the airlines like that, but people know. People know a little bit. If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, you'll find out a little bit like that. But, yeah, so I'm here now. This is Red Shades as the young adult. You know, I came on BTR at a precious age of 18, but I am not 18 anymore, guys. So, with that being said, I'm ready for anything and everything Ceddie J is going to throw my way today. He will get shut down.
You must not know some of the people that's in here and then try to shut me down. And she thinks she's going to shut me down. I know they'll be cool and all, but shutting down is not going to happen over here. But, oh, man, it's definitely a blessing to have you on the show and having you here in the area. This is the first time we actually met. I went to Boston, Miss Red. Y'all was all there. You know, I got hit up and someone was like, yo, man, we got to go to the show in Boston. And I'm like, what, Boston? Oh, man, I got to hit a Red. This one be turned up. She was still a baby. I'm a dinosaur or nothing, but I don't want no baby. So, Yeah, so we just, you know, we end up missing each other and whatnot, and it's like, dang, man. But it's just cool. Fate just kind of made his way happen, and now she's here, man, in the building for a big, and chill over, and just act a fool. And, of course, you know, I can't be in town for it not do a show, especially on a day when my show was on the air regularly anyway. Yes, perfect. Perfect timing. But, yeah, so we definitely get into a lot of that. A lot of stuff is going to be on the plate today. I'll be on the lookout for that. But since it is, you know, the Red Shades takeover, all meeting today, I might play a little something else. You know, you might not know. You might get to see. But pretty much all the meetings today will be for my girl, Red Shades. So, first I'm going to throw in one of the ones that, like, really speak to me. Just, like, because when I hear it, it's, oh, man. Like, this is kind of something that's making me say why it's not enough female artists. Like, we were having a discussion about that. We were saying, well, like, it feels like they only put out two female artists a year.
Yep, and then they make them go against each other.
Yeah, and then knock that one off, bring another one into the... It's like American Gladiator. Right. And it's ridiculous. There's a lot of them. You know, it was like, where's a good female artist? It's like, really, that's what... It don't matter with females... Just females either. That's an artist as itself. Support your underground, man. Independence, support them. Because a lot of times in your best music, I continuously would say this, a lot of your best music was that. Sometimes you find the best artist in the indie scene. And a lot of times, it's like you know, it's like a lot of these indie artists are getting booked all over the place.
Yeah, you don't need to be major to tour.
Yes, and you got more money in your pocket. All
right,
so this first track is Real Definition of Life. She always tripped out like, dang, you said you like one of the very few shows that play this song. How the heck?
Like the only person I sent this to. This beat got sold to somebody else, and they told me not to basically use it. So you're the only one that even has it. So I don't even know if people ever even heard this song other if they haven't listened to your show. So this was an exclusive, for real, for real.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. We're going to play it. We'll be back right here on Life at Dusk Live, a.k.a. Red Shades After Hour Texas Edition.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Thank you.
what it is. We can't take life for granted. No, life's too short. Don't hold grudges. And don't be materialistic. It's not worth it. Because in the end, none of that stuff is going with you. So I want you to cherish the moments that you have. Because you might never see them again.
All right, we're back. We're back right here on Life and Us Live, a.k.a. Red Shades at the Hour Chambers Edition. So I'm going to come out the box with a totally biased sports moment. So before I go to the, I'll say the worst for last, I want to talk about Green Bay losing to the Seahawks. Yeah, get what you earned. You got exactly what you earned. When you cheat the American team, you get an American ass whooping. And yeah, y'all can say, oh, you know, the refs didn't do this and all that. They got an old fashioned ass whooping. And here's the whole thing about that. They were actually, last time I checked, wasn't Green Bay like blowing them out the water during most of the game? And in 45 seconds, the Seahawks managed to score 14, 15 points. Mm-hmm. 45 seconds. You letting that marinate. And then think about the fact that it took, wow, 45 seconds. Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show you never know. You never
Nobody
know.
Game.
Yes. And so then, and I know how I feel still, man. That was a freaking catch. Yeah, that was a catch last mm-hmm. week. I'm still going to keep saying it. I'm going to remind y'all every chance I can that when Dez took three steps, I'm sorry, that's a freaking football move. So guess what that means? Dun-da-da-da. That means that was a catch. Any extracurricular, fumble, maybe I'll give you that and say you down on the – but y'all just took the catch completely away. Like, that was just freaking ridiculous. So
that ain't my team. I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, worried about it. Oh, well, you can be worried about this. What I'm talking about? She running at the mouth right now. All right, so let's go on to your team.
All right, bring it on.
I gotta get the score again because it was
45-7. What a 40.
We forget the official score. Make sure I don't misquote anything because you know I try to make sure I do my due diligence and quote things correctly. Yes, it was 45-7. You're correct.
Of course.
Okay, and yeah, just stop telling yourself. Anyways, so yeah, 45-7, and these boys, the Patriots, man, they were just after doing their will. And when the Patriots are winning, they don't sip off the gas at all. Even they blowing you out. They're going to keep stepping on the gas, and they're going to keep just whatever. They don't care if they super blow you out. They're going to keep doing it. And so, you know, you're looking around, you're like, wait the heck one moment. Do you mean to tell me they freaking blew these boys out? Andrew, they made Andrew look like a schoolboy. Bitch.
Hey, that's what happened.
Yes, and wow. I can't believe what I was watching. Like that was a crazy game. Like that was getting really boring. I turned and started watching.
Yeah, after the second quarter was over, it got boring. Like we already knew where it was gonna go.
Right. When it was 21-7, I knew where it was gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
That gas was gonna get first even more after that. And that's exactly what happened. It was like it felt like Oprah, like he was on Oprah. You get a touchdown.
It was falling in the touchdown. Like.
No, it was raining. I think they asked God for it to rain on purpose. So the England cheated with it.
Oh, here we go.
The England cheated and made it rain. It asked God to make it better. It rained.
What's the rain do for us?
help y'all win?
How,
I let it rain.
How,
I pull it out.
How,
I let it rain.
How did the rain help us win?
Because, man, y'all always used to all that rain up there, man, all that crazy weather. So
okay, so don't be that old. Well, it was a home game.
Yeah, hit God up and say, God, I need y'all to make it rain.
It was a home game.
Amen.
Home territory. That's what happened. Oh, well. They should have came prepared. You know that it's bipolar weather in New England, so you should be prepared. It could have been snowing, could have been sunny, could have been raining, could have been anything.
Now, I'm going to give y'all this. Y'all take care of your roads in the snow. When I went up there, like, compared down here, like,
yeah.
When it snows out here, everything shuts down and feels like. No one wants to do anything.
There's not money put into the people that shovel in. So the street cleaners and all that stuff like
right.
That. There, we already prepared. They're already set to go. Sometimes they come out early in the morning. Like
yeah.
Before.
But also the shop owners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the shop owners take responsibility to get out there and help start shoveling. It's right here, they don't have to do anything.
Right.
And they look at me crazy because I carry a shovel. I have a shovel I carry. And I will go outside and move that shovel. I'm not necessarily go for it because if I get to be out for a day, oh, I'm gonna take advantage of that.
Right.
But when I really need to go do something, get that shovel, get it out the way.
Right.
But yeah, so you ain't out the hood quite yet, the Patriots, because you know I'm getting ready to bring up. So man, they just can't ever come out unscathed because now
so many haters. That's why. Y'all got to look for every little thing, so go ahead and bring it. Hey, what we do now?
What we do now? Well, the Patriots plan to cooperate with an investigation about deflated balls.
Y'all are reaching, y'all.
During the AFC
reaching.
Championship game.
This is what haters do. Okay.
So we're going to dig into that a little bit. We'll find out what happened. So, and this is New England's 8th Super Bowl appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Just taking temple seats over there. Yeah, and so now the question is being asked, wow, there's an asterisk about the championship. After this 45-7 loss, there's an investigation about deflated balls. I wonder what's really going on. Do you have any answer to that question, what's really going on?
Yes, that's a right of reason. So they can have something to write about because people hate on the Patriots every year. It never fails. Just suck it up. Your team's not in the Super Bowl. Watch us play. Watch us do what we're going to do, what Patriots do, and just sit back and enjoy like everybody else. Case closed. Discussion over.
So you're a woman about facts and numbers, right?
Oh, boy. How I think about numbers is not how you guys do. People say men lie, women lie, numbers don't, and numbers do lie because there's things that go underreported, misreported, or
uh-huh.
People like to mess with numbers and make them appear a certain way and blah, 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 blah. So, no.
Well, this number is definitely a number. Just that the Spygate scandal, which erupted in 2007,
mm-hmm.
after the league found the Patriots had illegally, the word was illegally, yeah, make sure you heard that, videotaped the New York Jets sideline defensive signals. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell fined Belichick $500,000 and fined the Patriots organization another whopping $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
They also stripped the Patriots of their first round draft pick in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And Belichick said that he considered the taping legal unless he used the information gained during the game in which the taping occurred.
So y'all trying to tell me that the Patriots are the only ones that looked at other teams' defense and what to do? Like, so they're the only ones that got documented. This is about the facts and numbers and all this. They're reporting this because people are hating on the Patriots, but you're not reporting what the other sucky-ass teams are doing. Oh, excuse me, what the other teams are doing. Disrespect the New England Patriots while I'm here. I have to represent.
They should have won yesterday. Then you have much enjoyable experience over there condoning because you feel sad about
if the Patriots lost yesterday, I still will be repping them hard. Y'all know, check the archives. Y'all know. You know, win or lose. This is what I'm telling y'all about us Bostonians, about us Englanders up here.
Stop.
Y'all
wanna
be
us.
Y'all wish you had
no excuse me. Because I want to do this too while I was at it. Because I know you like to, because you, again, once again, you said things are not reported. But what about things that can't be tampered with? Actual numbers that can't be tampered with, right? You're about that, right?
Yep.
Okay, so are you ready to brace yourself?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so because you said sucky ass scenes, I'm going to make sure you knew this. And everyone knows, because this is a totally biased sports moment, that my team is Dallas Cowboys. Anyways, so the New England Patriots, I just had to make sure my due diligence, because in case you wanted to say anything, they won what? It said eight Super Bowl appearances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eight. Just make sure you count with me.
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Mm-hmm.
New England only won three of those.
Okay.
You're keeping up with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
2001. 2003,
mm-hmm.
2004,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. And then, you know, people always want to say the Cowboys ain't won a Super Bowl since, but it's 2015, about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
So that's a long time ago, only have three rings. Make sure you figure that out, three rings. Right? Three rings.
You're not really saying anything because you fail to mention that these appearances to the Super Bowl have been recent. So what?
Does it matter?
Dallas Cowboys, like.
Okay. How does the Patriots?
Let's go back to the beginning of the argument.
Okay, go ahead.
If we're cheating so much, then wouldn't we have way more wins, championships than that? And the year that we so called got caught cheating, why didn't we win the Super Bowl that year?
Okay. Well, then here we go. Because this is a totally biased sports moment, right?
This is unbiased?
No, it's totally biased.
Oh,
you know, my whole
okay.
bias
on
my
thing.
So, if that's the case, because we're going to use your argument, and she just said, see, I love people do that because I could use it for my own game. In that case, then people say, I just talk about the New York Yankees, then why aren't we winning every year? They always say that we buy up all these people.
All you want. I don't care about the Yankees, so I'm not gonna throw no. It's Red Sox all day.
I've been
jumping at the beginning of the show. Doesn't matter.
Who has the most championships in the MLB? Just make sure, cause I want facts. I want you to have me with facts. So I'm trying to get you. Who has the most championships?
It ain't about my team. I ain't
safe. I help you. Since you don't want to say, I'll state the facts for you. The New York Yankees.
That's nice, but they're washed up.
Okay. Great, so then I don't want to hear any excuses when you win. Yeah, I cheated.
That's the thing, I don't do that, though. I'm not a sore loser. This is what my argument is. You guys are a bunch of sore losers out there.
Okay. Sounds great now. But anyways, so how many, let's see, so I want to do some research on this because I want to do my due diligence and make sure that you guys get your credit. So let's see about the Boston Red Sox. How many championships they have all together? And like you said, if it's not my team, I really don't pay attention as hard on the exact number. Because baseball is a little different. It's two championships championship
one
count.
Statement to
say. It's just
what I won the World Series in 2013. That's pretty recent if you ask me.
Just relax.
We won in 2004, and then we won 3 years after that,
okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 championships you've been to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure you count.
In the past 10 years, though, look how many we've won in the past 10 years.
These are showing. Yeah.
I'm talking about right in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born in 1915. I don't care about that.
Well,
I'm talking about, we're talking about the recent championships.
Yeah, y'all have 8 championships, right? How many do the Yankees have?
I don't care. 27.
That's 27. Like,
that's nice, but.
Do you know who the second most winning is? I'm going to say winning is, but who has the second most World Series championships? I know you don't care, but I just help you. I'm all about numbers. Oakland A's. Hey, you see, when the last of the Oakland A's made noise to your recollection?
Must have made noise because I ain't hear nothing about
it. Yeah, that's the second. They had the second most.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? We're just dominant. So we do. We dominate the game. So just watch. Just sit back and watch. You got more to come. We got more to come. Just sit back. You know, let's take the. Let's say, you know, because WG's jerseys. Oh, well, you know, we got the most recent one in 2013. But then let's sit back and look. Say how you said it. Everyone's going to say we cheat. And then, hey, we're supposed to rebuild into. And watch what's going to happen. Do what we do best. Win games.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you guys.
Okay. And, I mean, everyone loves, pretty much almost everyone loves wearing the Yankees hat. You see, everyone does the Yankees. It doesn't matter where you're at. Everyone's rocking it. It just has class. There's something about it.
Like.
There's something about that hat. It's
class.
See, I can be a Yankees fan.
Y'all like them
because you're bandwagoners. So, name the Major League Baseball team that's in New Jersey, and then we'll be quiet.
You know we had a discussion.
Okay, just make sure that we got it clear up.
You ain't had no choice. I feel bad for y'all. But.
Because I was damn sure not like the Phillies. You ain't catch me in a heartbeat liking the Phillies. But you don't like the Phillies? No, next question. So, yeah, then people try to tell me, you know, just whatever. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and go to some more music by Red because she's talking, she's delirious. Her brain needs to recharge because she's tripping. All right, so, oh, man, I'm going to take it back. Another one. This is like a little compilation you did. There's Something. Remember that track?
Yeah,
D. Rose? Yeah.
My first solo mixtape.
Man, we're going to take it back to that one. And I'm going to throw another one in there, too. We got to put on Give Me More. We got to put that one on. You was going in on Give Me More. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. You'll come at, like, it's always a trip because you'll be quiet for a little bit because there was a lot, but you do, you'll be quiet. And then when you come up with something, you'll always be like, damn, man, say it again. When she comes back, she hits you. Yes, you're welcome. So we're going to play that. Even though you're deranged, the England Patriots fan and Red Sox fan, I still love you. All right, so here we go, y'all. We'll be back.
To the end, and I love you like a brother, plus you're my best friend. Something needs to get off my chest, but it's so deep that word can't express. It's killing me, I think about it every day, but when I try to do it, can't find the words to say. Debating if I really want to do it, don't want things to change, can't deny I'm going through it. Maybe I don't have no feelings, maybe I was just tweaking. Explain why I get a funny feeling when you're speaking. Some things are better left unsaid. Should I act on my thoughts going on in my head? I don't know, I'ma leave it alone. It wouldn't hurt to have someone to call my own.
It's difficult not to be apprehensive when you can't predict the result of your decision. That could alter a situation significant. Well, that's exactly what this is. Yeah, I got a crush and you giving me a rush, making me blush, got the nerve geeked up. Not a word I use often because this is the only time it's ever occurred.
Something I wanna inform you of. You have surpassed all father, not just son of girls that approached but fell so epic. Try to up the game, but they just couldn't step it. And what I felt for you, I just can't neglect it. But for some reason, it's hard to express it. You enter my heart, the words won't exit. I wish I wasn't so hesitant.
If I'd known you were feeling the same way I felt, it would be less pain. Now since we know that everything is mutual, we can be regular and not feel unusual. Talk trash, do things that we usually do. Reminds me of how we played back in middle school. Now we're older and things are much deeper. I'm thinking to myself, yo, this dude is a keeper.
There's something I want to tell you. There's something I think that you should know.
Will we act on it or give it a chance to waiting on you? I already got my answer. Not that hard, but I don't want to force you. Don't have to do it if you don't really want to. Don't work out, we can still be cordial. Always acknowledge you and never ignore you. That's just the worst, cause I'm optimistic. This here's love, don't tell me that it isn't.
Disagree with that, it's truly no use, cause it's obviously opposite of the truth. And you ain't got to worry about forcing me, cause you captured my heart, I already surrender my best, so relinquish my chambers to any and all intentions that you make up. Should they have this talk, I went and got a shape up. But that's the simple issue you do when you're in love.
It's Red Shades at the hour on Life That Does Lies. It's a Texas edition. And she ended the show since, what, 2011?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think I did it. My show ended, I think, in 2010 because I went off to school. Then I came back with a surprise in 2011 and thought I was going to continue the show, but then life happened.
So, yeah, I put you on the spot, you know. Can we probably possibly see it back in the future? You know, you're making a comeback. Because people always, I mean, people are starting to, we have a lot of new people that are starting to jump onto the bandwagon now as far as people are starting to respect the podcast more now. Mm-hmm. They're like, wow, podcast is where it's at. Like,
right.
When we was, remember, we was all out at first. You know, you tell someone in that radio, they're like,
Remember how many famous people used to be on Blog Talk Show?
Yes, and increasingly now.
Yeah. We had this. We did this back in the
day. Right. We're the celebrities. We were doing this.
Right. So.
I got to be like, Rolando Rock Show was pretty decent. Tavis Smiley and stuff. I'm like, hey. I've been here, man. So I know what you're going through.
Yep.
Check the archives. Hey, 2009, go do your math. Last time I checked, and you got a show that came out in 2013, that's after 2009.
Right.
Well, it's me just make sure I'm not tripping. But a lot of people there was always trying to get on mainstream radio. It was always about, okay, how can I get to mainstream radio and whatnot as far as a personality? And it's like, to me, a reason why I like being able to do this format is because you got the freedom you have. I can talk trash much as I want to. I don't have to these magical rules of your bop necessarily. And the music I get to play. I get to play what the heck I want to play. Like, don't be forced, and people, when they come to these shows, they get a chance to be exposed to new music,
yeah.
And they become fans of those people because they got exposure to newer music. Like, oh, my God, well, who is that?
Definitely.
So, it's something that you can't take, you can't take back, right? Kiki Palmer can't take back them edges she had in the TLC movie. Woo! I love Kiki Bob, but wow, man. You watch this mug, you're like, okay, I get what y'all was trying to do the baby hair, but it was just like, okay, Kiki, cut it out. Cut it out. Now, what do you think about that Whitney Houston biopic? I didn't really get a chance to like watch a lot of it. I was catching bits and pieces, but
for it to be Angela Bassett's first directorial debut, I was very proud of her. But I felt like it was more of a Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown love story, which if that's what it was supposed to be, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. I will say, however, I would like to see a Whitney movie that showed like more of her accomplishments and more of her like iconic like interviews and, you know, certain things that, like her when she was doing her movies, like actually show, you know, Waiting to Exhale, The Bodyguard, you know, some of those classic or historic moments that, you know.
Cinderella.
Yeah, Cinderella, all those things, you know, even when she did Sparkle and, you know, before she passed.
Right.
I would like to see a movie that showed it from that perspective. But like I said, a lot of people are very hard to please, and you can't please everybody. And this is not like this was, you know, a previous biopic that Lifetime put out. I won't say any names.
I will.
But this was, I liked it. I enjoyed it. And I feel like Yahya DaCosta really embodied her to the best of her ability. I think she had the mannerisms down pat, if you ask me. And I liked it. I enjoyed watching that. So.
Right. And the casting made more sense. They looked a lot more like their characters.
Yeah, and you know, with movies, it's like when you, like Angela Bassett played Tina Turner, and she looked nothing like her, but she studied her. And you
right.
can tell. So it's not more so, it's like, yeah, they have to look somewhat like them, but if they can make you believe that you're that person that you're portraying, then that's all that really matters, you know, because the Bobby Brown actor didn't look like Bobby Brown, but, you know, he did the best that he could, and that was Bobby, you know.
Kind of like the other previous movie. It just felt like they were trying too hard to be TMZ meets Aaliyah.
Right. Exactly. It was like it was built off of hearsay as opposed to facts and things that we remember and things that we know. It was like it was just put together, and you can tell. Like, it wasn't really thought out.
Right. They didn't have any clearance for her songs that were iconic.
Once they knew they couldn't get the music, they should have just quit the production.
Right.
Right. Then and there.
But. Right. They were doing something she made covers of. come on. We ain't getting that. And the first she done 60. That's what, you know what? That's a Lifetime did. They made that Crack Behind Aaliyah movie and made that Whitney Houston movie and took Aaliyah's advice. The first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. And it worked. That game, you know, they got us feeling some type of way. Because, you know, I'll tell you, y'all know how black people get when they come to social media and when shows come on. We get to get in that social media and we start roasting the heck out of folks. They was coming, but they was ready. They had that trigger finger ready, like, double dog dare you. Bam, click. And the people was really going, of course, you know me, people know I just can't be on Instagram and behave. So, I know, of course, a lot of y'all been wondering, what message didn't you do this weekend on that Whitney Houston movie? I'm glad you asked that question, because I'm going to kind of walk you guys through it, because of course, this is not a time where I could not be messy. When one is on, like, because I was watching Lifetime, like, crazy, man. I'm like a guard at Fort Knox. I'm like, hey, you got one time. You mess it up. You mess this one up, too? Oh, man, we letting you have it. So, my first one, because I don't know, Red Cities, I got to show them a short as we do it, because these are pretty off the wall. Yes, so I made some, because people know I'm pretty good at memes, so I make my own and make some crazy ones. So, made one, I kind of described before you, the ones who can't see it, but if you go on my Instagram, Seti J Dusk, you can find it. It has Wendy Williams cry, a picture of her crying. It says, I wish they liked my movie. And then it got Angela Bassett underneath it with a side face looking like, you tried, honey. Now watch a master at work.
Right.
It's at the means again is what happened. And then it can, whenever something like this happens, you cannot go, this never gets old. This Kevin Durant, you're the real MVP jokes, they never get old. They never do.
They don't.
No, they don't.
He'll say that to this day.
Yes, yeah, so I have one that says Angela Bassett, your real MVP. Yes. Now, I didn't have this one on my Instagram, but I saw one where the Patriots, that the Packers game, and when the old dude dropped the onside kick, they had a Lance Stevenson one. They just don't let Lance Stevenson breathe, just blowing the ball. I'm like, y'all don't let this man breathe, man. He blowing the ball here one time. And y'all making me with that every chance y'all get. Oh, man. Y'all just, especially, y'all just find a way to make it. Y'all make it resurface every other week, it feels like. All right, so we go ahead and play two more. We'll go to another music break. Got two more tracks I want to play by Red that if I don't play them, man, I'm going to want to slap myself. So in this order, I'm playing Vibin' and Coolin'. And then I'm playing Relapse, which, thank you, Ray. You gave me a shout out in it. Mm-hmm. That really touched my heart.
That's the latest Red Shade.
Latest.
It's coming soon. I'm coming out. You know, I always sneak out with something like that.
Yes,
you do. So if you're listening to this show, you get to hear it, but most people don't know about it yet.
Yeah, so here we go. We got Vibin' and Coolin', then Relapse right here. Red Shades After Hour on Life That Does Live.
one for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that. Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill. Tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing. It really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely, and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside. Since you left, I ain't really heard nobody as nice. What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flights. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place, and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking. And it's probably because my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit, I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones, and you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me, I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main, no, this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad, cause they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough for me, huh, and I don't know what it really is, but I look out for my people when they feel the kid. You know what, I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day, but I had some things that I had to take care of. But you know what, it's time to get back to business, all right? And it sucks cause I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't, barely on my, I was on my own, couldn't. Now I'm on a, they hit up my phone, wanna peek, but I be a tease. I stay all alone, but I smile on them, then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow cause I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like. And I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Beano and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, J.A. holds me down. I'm a rep to the end. Without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09. All them grown folks showing me love. Computer lady, Goofy Bone said he J smells so good. Then we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably in 011 button pusher and Andrew Woods. Heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister. So thank you, man. It's all good. Red shades, bitch.
All right, man. We're back. Got about 7 minutes left of the show. Ton of red shades, man. Wow. We just hear music, you're like, man, I know this person, man. Like, I know this person. It's crazy. A lot of people, I think a lot of people take it for granted. Well, I would say a lot of the people they don't necessarily take it for granted, but they don't realize, like, damn, like, we know this person. It's so surreal to them, like, mm-hmm. You know, somebody this good every day. And you've even had chances to collaborate with great people like MC Light and whatnot.
Yeah, you know, she was nice enough to do a radio drop for me. I was honored. She's a legend, you know? So for her to say my name, even if it was for 3 seconds, I was just, like, blown away. And I was young back then, so just imagine how that felt. Even if it was now, I'd be like, oh, my God. But, you know, that was a big accomplishment for me because it showed me that, you know, sky was the limit. I did that from my bedroom. So imagine what I could do now that I'm hitting the pavement, you know?
Right.
So.
And a lot of people hate, you know, it's so funny. A lot of people hate a lot of the legends, man. I don't understand that. Like, what kind of game do you get out of it of hating them, like, their wild stuff?
What part of the game is that? In one of my previous interviews, that I understand, I get it. There's some quote-unquote legends or rappers from back in the day that they don't even give the new artists a chance. I get that. And I know that I'm taking up for us. But a lot of these new artists out here don't even do their homework. They don't do their research. And they fail to pay homage to the people before them that even allowed you to do what you're doing right now. Like, I'm not saying you got to bow down and, you know, you get what I'm saying, but just acknowledge, you know what I mean, and thank them, like, you know, because we all got our style from not just somebody, a lot of them, because my style is, it consists of a lot of rappers in one. I was influenced and inspired by a lot of different people, and I would never, you know, hide that.
Right. You and me as a media personality, I don't sit there and say, hey, this person inspired me. This person inspired me. There's people who do, but I think it's what it is, Ray. It's what they get so lost in. Mm-hmm. Some of them are afraid to do that because they think that then that's going to pigeonhole them and people are only going to think, well, this person, oh, they're trying to sound like that person
right.
Instead of being influenced.
Right.
And they don't want it to be the pick from them having their own sound. But, I mean, look at Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, you know, he studied a lot from James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about this a lot. Every year we do the whole celebration of Michael Jackson just busting his whole entire industry. You know, I would talk about the interview they had at the BET Awards that year when Michael Jackson came in there and was tearing it up
mm-hmm.
with James Brown.
Yeah, that was. I love that.
Man, that was, wow, we got to see that. I was like, man. And I still remember. I never forget it. In the interview, backstage and whatnot, and Michael's back there with James Brown, and he's enamored. Like, you know how people are so enamored to get around Mike?
Mm-hmm.
He was enamored behind James Brown, like, oh, my God, it's James Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, crazy. And James Brown was saying, you know, you got you know, you study a lot from me and whatnot, but you made it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to respect the man that makes it his own. That was his own words. And, wow, it's like, that's crazy. You all have to think about it. Yeah, you can get some influence, but just find a way to make, you know, do your own style.
Right.
Like, allow something to kind of give you a footprint, to a blueprint to understand, okay, we have similar styles, so these might be the similar struggles might to go through or whatnot. That's one thing you can do. But then make your own type of style from what you want to do that has your own, so you had your own authentic part of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do that, no one can stop. No one can question anything you do.
Right, exactly.
And so, yeah, man, whenever I see people do that, it annoys me. Like, they just completely disrespect. So, I mean, it's on both spectrums. The younger artists don't give some of the legends enough love, and some of the legends don't give some of these newer artists enough love.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when there's great ones that's just willing to learn from you and whatnot.
Right. They need to be common ground.
And especially from your area. Reach out to them.
Right.
You got to pass the torch. Because when you start passing the torch, you want to wonder why your area not really getting on that much no more.
Right.
Because you just decided that, oh, whatever. It's not my job type of stuff. Like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, man, as we get ready to come to close in a bit, Ray, you got any final things you want to say?
I had a blast doing this show with you live in person.
Live in person, yes, sir.
Shout out to all Sunny Days listeners out there. And, you know, I can't wait to see us on the Super Bowl. And signing out, Red Shades at the Hour, taking over Life After Dusk on Monday.
Oh, y'all. You know, since I'm closing out, I'm not going to let her get away. But someone calls her. You always know when they come, when you smell your people coming in, right? I know my people, and I know there's got to be. I'm over the line right away. Because you just know when it's somebody, and then they hit like on Facebook, you know exactly who it is. Yeah, we got over the line with this person. I know there's got to be Sweetie Love.
Hey.
Hey.
Is it Freddie J? Is it Freddie J? How you doing?
All right. You know, got a little surprise guest over here talking trash.
Who's that surprise guest talking trash?
Oh. Who is that? She doesn't know the surprise guest is.
It's Rashay.
Greetings to you, Red Shades, who has grown up on us. How beautiful is that?
Hi, I miss you.
Oh, this is my gosh, your voice sounds a little more, much more sure.
Uh-oh, I know. I told them at the beginning of the show, I said, yeah, I came on here at 18. I said, I ain't 18. No. I said, Sunny J ain't going to be talking no mess about my
kids. No.
You're flying the same skies, I hear. I see.
Yes. Yes, I am, you know. Glory be to God for all that kind of, you know, staying safe each time. But I'm having a lot of fun, though. I am.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm going to listen, you know, to the show. I just got in, and I looked on my thing and said, oop, Sunny J. So I looked on real quick, and I said, oh, my gosh, I hope that I can catch it anyway.
Yes, you did. You jumped in. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, no. I ain't going away with my person. That bring this woman in. I know she going to be like, oh, now everyone's going to be jealous of you because you called in right on time.
Yep.
with while me and Ray was on the show together,
yeah,
live and in person with each other.
Wow. So you'll do what you'll do, and I'm listening.
3D.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? How's everything going?
Everything is wonderful. Life is beautiful. You know, I stepped into an absolutely beautiful place in my life, you know, and I'm ready to share it, you know. So look out for some stuff coming up on the horizon.
Are you gonna hear it on Blog Talk or?
Yeah, I'm back on Blog Talk, but my show's called Chat It Up with Douchey. You know, I've seen myself. I'm that chameleon, also that caterpillar flying high to butterfly. You know, and Douchey still means sweet. It's just in Papiamento from Aruba. And when I went down there, they kept saying Douchey, Douchey, Douchey. And I was like, what does Douchey mean? They said sweet. It's been one of the sisters that was with me said, well, that's yes. So I was like, okay, I come back to Douchey. So the show was Chatted Up with Douchey. And it's, you know, it's a universal show, you know, free to be who you be without restriction, whoever you are. You know, so that's what that show is about. So, you know, I'll be checking in with you guys as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And again, you know, I got a chance to tell you on Facebook, but you can call in. I can tell you live and in person.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sweetie love. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, darling. And may I have many more so that I could smile and laugh with the people that, you know, smiled and laughed with me. So big up for you, Red Shade. Big up to you, City J. Do what you do. I hope that I see that Just liked it. Be, you know, calls in at some point.
Oh no, she visited. She gonna now. She gonna go. She gonna listen all the way. And go what? She gonna go crazy for this. Probably there's no that missing. Going go back and listen and go. Really? Mm-hmm. She was on there. I wasn't tripping.
Yeah,
I called.
I'm on the text her right now. But what time are you on until, Freddie J?
We said what days I'm usually on? Monday.
What time are you on until?
Huh?
What time are you on until? You know, is it 1 hour,
oh, well,
2 hours?
I'm in the archives right now.
Oh, you're in the archives right now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, also, this is an over. This is overtime.
Yes, overtime.
Ah, how nice. My call's all good.
I told you. I grabbed you quick and said, oh, no. Y'all not let this one get by me. Click. Because you know how they like to do you. You don't grab them quick. They're going to say, well, you missed it.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so I called you up just enough. Everything happens when it's supposed to. And that's for the radio audience as well. Everything happens when it's supposed to, and we're in an 8-year steady day universally, so that's putting us all in the place of empowerment and new beginnings, along with our, you know, with our personal year. So, you know, you can call me back, you know, text me, inbox me, call me. Oh, my phone number changed, steady day, so I'm going to give you my number. And if you'd like to have, you know, an 8-year reading, for some of your, you know, listeners, I'll be very, very happy to give a little synopsis.
Yay. I'm excited.
Okay. All right.
You know how you got me about numerology now. I'm so into it now. Because pretty much every time you align something, it's pretty much happened that exact way. It scares the crap out of me.
Mm-hmm. But it's alerting you onto just things within your own self and how you can use your own power, you know, to do what you have to do, you know. And it's not fortune telling, because numbers, without numbers, we don't do anything without a number. You know, you can't call on the phone without a number. You can't take care of your business without knowing numbers, account numbers.
We were born with a number. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
We were born with a number, the Social Security. So
yeah.
we're not even identified by our names, really. It's that number. That's how they all in the government, they know it by.
Yeah. Absolutely. So that's the vibration that we're moving and not even realizing it, because it's just so in our face that we don't even feel like, oh wow, numbers are everything. You know, like certain numbers that meet you at every point. It's like, oh my gosh, I keep seeing 221, or I keep seeing 533, or I keep seeing 295. You know, why do I see this? Why do I see triples? Why do I see doubles? You know, why does 8 pop up for me all the time? You know, so it's good to know why. And once you do, then you can follow it for yourself, because the best thing in the whole wide world is to have the same information and know how to use it.
Right.
Numbers
even help us figure out how many championships, World Series championships the New York Yankees have, which is 27.
Hmm. Wow.
I know Ray doesn't like that, so that's why I threw it there. Yes, I like this. You need to neutralize it. All right, well, that being said, y'all, I'm about to go ahead and close on out. If y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know how y'all can catch it. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. And, man, just check it out there, and they'll let you know all the other places like iTunes, all that. I'll be here all day long and all that. So go there, follow us, and we're gonna go out with how we always end every show, and that's in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy Setty J, aka today's show was the Red Shades at the Hour edition. Shout out to you, Sweetie Love, for calling in as well. All right, y'all, we out. Peace.
Peace.